Studies in the Sarbachan Radhaswami Poetry, today on Spiritual Awakening Radio, this Santmat Satsang podcast edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. In the Sarbachan Mystic Poetry, a collection of out-of-this-world poems is a section dedicated to characteristics of a true master and a true disciple. Before I get to those readings from the Sarbachan, I want to share with you passages from three of Swamiji Maharaj's most prominent spiritual successors and chief disciples. The following is a reading from Spiritual Letters. Not from one of the letters, but a definition of the three key disciples, or most prominent disciples, of Swamiji. Although the disciples of Swamiji Maharaj reached to thousands in number, yet three of them were most prominent. They were Rai Bahadur Salagram of Agra, Baba Garabdas of Delhi, and Maharaj Baba Jaimal Singh Ji in the Punjab, or Punjab. I want to share with you passages from these three heavyweight disciples who sat at the feet of Swamiji Maharaj. And from there, we'll move on to the Sarbachan Radhaswami mystic poetry of Swamiji. Up first, Sant Garabdas, some very rare words, hardly ever spoken before in the English language, heard in the Western world, because I had them translated for the first time into English for a project I did a while back, a paper on the hidden guru of Radhaswami history, Sant Gudhari Sahib. In that article, I shared some passages from Garabdas about Gudhari Sahib and some material I never used in that article that have just sat in a Word document ever since. I'm going to share those unspoken words with you for the first time today as well. Sant Garabdas. The word is Swami, or Lord, and Surat is Radha. And this current of Surat that turns back and merges into the Shabad, or the sound, sings Radhaswami. When you sing the name Radhaswami, you do the Simran of the five names. There are different levels of meaning to that verse. I will say that in the Sant Garabdas branch of the Radhaswami Satsang, they use the five names, five secret mantra words, for their Simran practice, the repetition of names of God, for the purpose of remembering God and focusing upon the Supreme Being in meditation. They use five names. And as they understand it, the five names and the name Radhaswami, a more public domain sacred name, not a secret name, these names are all equivalent to each other. The five names are Radhaswami, and Radhaswami is each and every one of the five names. This is in accordance with the teachings of Swamiji Maharaj, who in one of his hymns said that he, Radhaswami, manifests as the presiding deity of Alok, Agam, Satlok, the various planes of consciousness. So, in other words, there is one God working, manifesting differently in different regions, but it's one God. Ek Onkar Satnam. There is one God. Truth is his name. The one God who's given many different names. So, Radhaswami is each of the presiding deities of the five inner regions. Same power, same positive power, working at different levels. When you sing the name Radhaswami, you do the Simran of the five names. That's one level of meaning. Of course, another applies to the sound current, the true name, above every other name, the true Nam. The Sweta Sharma translation of that hymn, with some commentary at the end. The word is Swami or Lord in Surat, or the soul is Radha, and this current of Surat that turns back and merges into the Shabad or sound sings Radha Swami. When you sing the name Radha Swami, you do the Simran of the five names. The five alludes to the mystery of the five words, names, or shabds, pertaining to Sahas Dal Kanwal, the thousand-petaled lotus, Trikuti, the three worlds, Soon, the void, Banwar Gufa, the whirling vortex cave, and the true eternal realm known as Satlok. And the figure 10 refers to the 10 stations or regions, starting from Sahas Dal Kanwal through Trikuti, Sun, the void, Mahasan or Soon, the great void, Banwar Gufa, Satlok, Anami, the nameless realm, Alak and Agam, the invisible and the inaccessible regions, to Radha Swami, Lord of the Soul. Sant Garib Das taught that love, or bhakti, is very essential to the process of this ascension of the soul through the inner regions on the way back to the Lord of the Soul, or Radha Swami. He said the destination will not be attained till one does practice of Simran, remembering God by repeating his sacred names, with love and pangs of separation towards the Satguru and his grace. The destination will not be attained till one does practice of Simran with love and pangs of separation towards the Satguru and his grace. Ultimately, it's divine grace. The satsangis, the disciples of the Satguru, the pupils, the disciples, the satsangis, the shalas, are aided by the five lords in the same manner as the Satguru assists, unquote. Here, Sant Garib Das is referring to the five presiding deities of those five inner regions. The satsangis, the disciples of the Satguru, are aided by the five lords in the same manner as the Satguru assists, as one ascends within, goes on this journey of ascension through the inner planes. And finally, from Sant Garib Das, this paragraph is absolutely divine, absolutely wonderful, and many spiritual seekers who are not sitting at the feet of any particular living master, but might be searching for a master to learn the meditation practice from formally, you're going to love this passage. It's for spiritual seekers that are still in seeking mode. Sant Garib Das, from this rare book that's never been heard from before in the English world, English-speaking world, called Anmol Vajan, or Anmol Bhajan. So long as one is not a student or satsangi of a saint, but only practices Simran and Bhajan of his own accord, and enters into all actions as good actions, thus if he has saved himself from evil deeds and words, he will be entitled to meet a Satguru eventually. That is so wonderful. That is so helpful for new spiritual seekers somewhere along the way who have not received formal initiation into inner light and sound meditation, also known as Surat Shabd Yoga, but have their own sort of home version of inner light and sound meditation. They've adopted a Simran word, a mantra name, and to the best of their ability at home are meditating on the inner light and sound of their own accord, as it says here. and are ethical in thought, word, and deed, keeping their actions positive and in check, they will gravitate toward a living master sooner or later. What a wonderful paragraph for spiritual seekers just starting out, trying to figure out what master to gravitate toward, who's going to teach them formally the methods of practice. And so in the meantime, they've read some stuff and are practicing some version of inner light and sound meditation at home. There is hope. There is hope for all who are sincere in their spiritual search. The next spiritual heavyweight disciple of Swamiji Maharaj, I'll share some passages from, is Huzur Maharaj Raisalagram Bahadur of the Radhaswami faith of Agra. From volume one of his four-volume set of mystic poetry called Primbani Radhaswami. The Supreme Father Radhaswami Dayal, the merciful, compassionate Lord of the soul, loves you dearly. He will redeem you in an instant. Believe what I say is true. Know that Radhaswami, the Lord of the soul, is your true beloved. His heart is overflowing with compassion for souls. He imparts them his own strength and redeems them. Have no anxiety or worry in your mind now. Utter Radhaswami, 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 Radhaswami. Radhaswami, every moment. Always utter Radhaswami, the name of the merciful Supreme Being. Then only will the mind and call, the negative power, be powerless against you. Radhaswami is my most beloved Lord. None other than him comes to mind. I sing praises of Radhaswami again and again, and shall remain at his holy feet, ever alert and vigilant. I discard all the evil tendencies of the mind and enshrine Radhaswami Nam in my heart. I sing Radhaswami, Radhaswami, every moment. Huzur Maharaj Raisalagram Primbani Radhaswami, or the Love Hymns of the Lord of the Soul, Volume 1. And finally, some words of wisdom from another prominent disciple of Sant Radhaswami Sahib of Agra, also known as Seth Shivdayal Singh, and Swamiji Maharaj, another disciple of Swamiji, was Baba Jaimal Singh, who said, "The Satguru is always in Shabd form, or Shabd form, and is always with you and protecting you every moment. You should please attend to your bhajan, meditation upon the sound, and simran, repetition of the sacred names, every day, whenever you have leisure, and you keep your thought in simran all the time. Keep your thought in simran all the time, even while working, walking, or sitting, all the time. And this from you is acceptable to Huzur. Listen to the Shabdadun, the inner sound, and remember, whether the mind takes to it or not, or takes to it in completely, all the time that you thus devote is credited to you. I had made this request to Huzur Dindayal. You need not worry. One day you will be taken to Sachkhand after merging into the dun, the sound. Believe this firmly in your mind. He himself is assisting you in all worldly duties. Everything will be all right. You will get whatever you need. Everything follows bhajan. Where there is bhajan, everything else will come automatically. Let the current of shabdadun dwell in your mind. Then see the bliss you get. Unquote. That last part reminds me of seek first the kingdom of heaven and all things will be added to you. Everything will be all right. Where there is bhajan, everything else will come automatically, says Baba Jaimal Singh. And the form of the Satguru should always be in your mind and surat, the attention faculty of the soul. Always, whether walking, sitting, sleeping, working, it should be in the mind, and you should never feel vain or proud in any way. Listen to the Shabdadun every day. So listening, you would become cleansed. Please attend to your bhajan and simran every day, whenever you have leisure, says Baba Jaimal Singh. You should also read the Sar Bachan, whether it be 2 shabads or 5 shabads or shabs, but read it every day. Read the Sar Bachan. Radhaswami poetry is the recommendation of Baba Jaimal Singh in his collection of spiritual letters. Let's do that right now. Studies in the Sar Bachan Radhaswami Poetry, Volume 1, by Swamiji Maharaj in 3 English language translations. Bhajan 13, Shab 3. Characteristics of a perfect master and true paramathi, true seeker of spirituality. It's not enough to be searching for the right master, but one must also be a true seeker, a true disciple that is doing this seeking, that is on this search. The relationship between guru and chela, as is prevailing in the world, is all hypocritical, laments Swamiji Maharaj. To whom should I speak? Nobody is sincerely engaged in search. All are drifting in the current of deception. The guru hankers after money, name and fame. The chela, or disciple, for his selfish ends, has got himself tied to the so-called guru. The true path of Surat Shabad remains concealed. Both guru and disciple are impostors and hypocrites. Both will go to the cycle of transmigration. If one comes in contact with a guru who is an embodiment of Shabd and an adept in the practice of Surat Shabd Yoga, one can get across this ocean of samsara. A true chela, disciple, pupil, satsangi, initiate, follower of a living master, is he who is one whose surat, or spiritual force, is emerging, and a true lover of the Supreme Father. Such guru and chela are rare indeed. By maj, or divine will alone, can they meet. If a guru is not conversant with the secrets of Surat Shabd Yoga, renounce him. Forthwith, it will be a good riddance. Radhaswami says that if you understand these discourses, your task can be accomplished. Your task can be realized. The S.D. Maheshwari translation of Sarbachan Radhaswami Poetry, Volume 1, Shab 3 from Bhajan 13, a kind of lament, and not much has changed between the 19th century when those words were composed by Swamiji and the present time we find ourselves in the 21st century. Same as it ever was, as the Talking Heads sang in a verse of a song from a couple decades ago. Same as it ever was. The relationship between guru and chela, as is prevailing in the world, is all hypocritical. The true master is rare. False teachers are on every street corner. And that remains the same no matter what century you decide to go to, no matter what century you end up in. This is always the situation. And now for the M.G. Gupta translation, the amplified version of the Sarbachan poetry, if you will, fleshing out some of the nuance as we go from Hindi to the English side of language. In this fleeting and transitory realm, the conduct of relations between the guru and the disciple is lackadaisical, lackluster, artificial, false, and pretentious. Whom shall I speak to? Nobody seeks sincerely, and everyone is drifting along the current of deception, fraud, and skullduggery. The guru is sinking into the well of greed and hankers after power, name, and fame. And the disciple is tied up with selfishness and self-interest. In these circumstances, the true and right way of the Surat Shabd Yog has gone into hiding. As it is, the guru as well as the disciple, both being hypocrites, pretenders, and impostors, become dead set for going into the cycle of 84, of transmigration. It is only when one gains access to the guru who is of a peace with word or Shabd, and is the practitioner of Surat Shabd Yoga, that one may sail across this tumultuous ocean of mind and matter and become redeemed. A disciple, properly so called, is one who becomes aware of the identity of his surat, or soul, as emerging from the jaws and claws of mind and matter, and is inflamed in love for the Supreme Lord and the Sansat Guru. Now it is extremely rare indeed to come by such a guru who is of a peace with the word and is a practitioner of Surat Shabd Yoga, inner light and sound meditation. And as such, a disciple who is a lover of the beloved and practitioner of meditation faithfully, such a guru and such a disciple meet each other by the Lord's dispensation, never through publicity, propaganda, use of force, and application of pressure, or by fraud. Never through publicity, propaganda, use of force, and application of pressure, or by fraud. One who styles himself as a guru but is devoid of the experience of Surat Shabd Yoga is no guru at all. Leave him straight away. That will be good riddance. Or removal of something unpleasant, undesirable, and unworthy. Radhaswami says, comprehend this discourse so that your spiritual mission may be accomplished. The amplified Sarbachan poetry translation provided by M.G. Gupta. And finally, Bhajan 13, Shabd 3, from the Radhaswami Poetry Selections, English translation of this hymn about in search of the true master. by being a true disciple. A debased version of the spiritual teacher and disciple relationship has spread across the world. Whom should I tell? No one bothers to investigate. All are drifting with the currents of deception. Spiritual teachers are motivated by greed and self-promotion. Disciples adhere to the teacher for selfish ends. The genuine path of Surat Shabd Yoga is eclipsed. Through their deceit and hypocrisy, both guru and disciple will go down into the mire of birth and death. If one were to meet a guru who practices Shabd and who is the essence of Shabd, one would sail across the ocean of existence. A spiritually conscious disciple with true longing will dedicate himself to the practice of Nam. Rare is such a guru, rare is such a disciple, and rare indeed is the combination, an occasion of pure grace. Discard the guru who doesn't follow Surat Shabd and free yourself from evil. Radha Swami has explained it all. Understand his message and fulfill the purpose of your life. Sarbachan poetry selections of this amazing passage. Bhajan 13, Shabd 3, Sarbachan Radha Swami Poetry, Volume 1, about the true master and the true disciple, the true spiritual seeker, the true paramarthi, the seeker of spirituality. Studies in the Sarbachan Radha Swami Poetry, Volume 1 today on this Santmat Satsang podcast edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. Look in the notes section below for links to the quotes from Sant Gaurav Das, the Anmol Vajan or Bhajan quotes I shared earlier, a link to Spiritual Letters by Baba Jaimal Singh, and links to the Radha Swami Sarbachan poetry of Swamiji Maharaj. My name is James Bean. To say hello, to find out if there's a satsang in your part of the world, whether you're listening in North America, Australia, Mongolia, Europe, East or West, anywhere, or to request any information or links to various books. If you have any questions, feel free to introduce yourself and say hello. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Thanks for joining me today for today's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio.